Turkey's political establishment has been rocked by a high-profile corruption probe. The investigation has targeted people close to the administration of Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The premier, however, seems to be determined to hit back. The political crisis is the latest in a series of headaches that Ankara has been suffering from in recent years.
A major political tug of war is underway in Turkey between the administration of Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his political opponents. On Friday, Turkish prosecutors charged 8 people with corruption and fraud as part of a major investigation. They are among dozens of other influential people close to Erdogan who were detained in a series of raids. The sons of 3 ministers and several top business leaders were among those cut. Erdogan has denounced the inquiry as a dirty operation against his government. The government retaliated by dismissing Istanbul police chief and several other top officers. The arrests and the dismissals reflect a bitter conflict within Turkey's ruling AK Party between those who support Erdogan and backers of Fethullah Gulen, a scholar living in self-imposed exile in the U.S. Members of Gulen's movement are set to hold top posts in the police, the judiciary, and the AK Party. Back in May, a government crackdown on a protest movement to stop the redevelopment of Istanbul's Taksim Square and Gezi Park turning to mass anti-government protests. The demonstrations rocked Erdogan's government, triggering widespread calls for his resignation. Rights groups complained that the authorities committed gross human rights abuses on a massive scale while trying to quell the protests. Even before the demonstration, the popularity of the Turkish government had suffered greatly due to its policies toward the war in neighboring Syria. Ankara was on the front line of fueling insurgency there, and Turks were angered by the spillover of violence into provinces neighboring Syria. Moreover, the Syrian government has gained the upper hand against insurgents, despite Ankara's insistence that President Assad will have to go. Ankara's policies have also upset another neighbor, Iraq. A planned oil import deal with the semi-autonomous Kurdistan region without Baghdad's consent and harboring Iraq's fugitive vice president charged with terrorism have already infuriated Baghdad. Ankara now seems to be in tough times. Many say sooner or later it will have to face the realities both at home and in the region and avoid further miscalculated policies. Gönderebiliriz ya buna övgü gönderebiliriz.